Well, what a time we're going to have on your breakthrough today. I'm here in the great Breakthrough World Ministry Center Garden. I'm here because this is where we place the great brazen altar, celebrating God's highest holy holiday celebration of the year, the great wonderful Day of Tabernacles, where we're believing God for Him to meet your greatest needs. I want you to get those prayer requests to me. Do it now. You're going to get caught up in the program. So do it right now. We're going to place them on this brazen altar. I'm going to light it on fire on today's broadcast of Breakthrough. You don't want to be left out. Dr. Steve Muncy's joining me. We'll be right back with you on your Breakthrough.
A voice you can trust. Boldly proclaiming the full gospel of Christ, providing help for today and hope for tomorrow. A multi-generational anointing endued with power, changing hearts, equipping tomorrow's leaders, and leading countless millions to a new life in Christ. This is Breakthrough with Dr. Rod Parsley.
Hello, everybody! Are you ready? We are ready! Come on, Elder.
Yes, sir.
Everybody say hello to Elder Germaine Brunson.
Hello, everyone.
You're going to help co-host with me a little bit tonight.
Yes, sir.
Because Ashton Blair, I don't know, she's somewhere doing Seriously or something.
Yes,
she's seriously doing something else tonight.
Yes,
but
yes,
we are so glad that you are there. This is a very, very, very special broadcast from the high-def studios of your Breakthrough right here in Columbus, Ohio. We are so glad that you are right there tonight. You have been strategically positioned for a breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
You know, they're going to get tonight, they're going to get a sudden burst of advanced knowledge. That's revelation.
Yes, sir.
That's going to propel them
through
every line of Satan's
defense.
2017,
yes,
His kingdom coming down in your life, in your family. It's prophetic. God scheduled it just for you. How about this wonderful studio audience we've got here tonight? So glad to see you. Y'all get your shout on. Tonight we're celebrating. Now God knows about a party.
Yes,
now I know you've been saved since you were born, right?
No, sir.
Do you know what a party is?
Oh, yes, sir.
Ain't no party like a
Holy Ghost party.
Now, but you used to be acquainted with another kind of party.
I did, sir.
One toke over the line, sweet Jesus. Hoping that the train is on time. You all too young to know anything about that. But at least back then you could understand the words. Now I can't get the words. I have to get, somebody tried to show me, you know, share music with me. I have to say, well, give me the liner because I pull it up online because I don't get those words. God knows about a party. Jesus performed His first miracle at a party, a wedding feast in Cana of Galilee, where He turned water into wine.
Yes,
and once it became wine, get ready to shout, it never did go back to water again. That's the miracle. God said, we're going to celebrate Moedim three times in a year. And the third one of this prophetic year is about to be upon us. As the sun sets, announcing the beginning of God's holiest day of the entire year, the great day of atonement, the feast season, tabernacles. Hallelujah.
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 Feel the presence of God right now. God said in tabernacles, I'm coming even closer than the other two times of the year, Passover and Pentecost. I want you to prepare for my presence. Oh God. So he announces the whole thing on Rosh Hashanah. He calls it the beginning of a new year, right in the middle of a year. He said, I'm about to erase everything, make everything. Does anybody need a do-over?
Come on, sir.
Would anybody like to just start all over?
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow in a victory you've never walked in, not to get a healing, but in divine health.
Yes.
Seeing revelatory information in your spirit, walking in the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. Well, that can be your day tomorrow, Rosh Hashanah. And then he blows 100 shofars to announce that everything starts all over. You get a brand new beginning. And God says, then for 10 days, I want you to consecrate. Huh? Old folk used to say, we're going on a consecration. New folk don't know anything about that.
Come on, Pastor.
We go on a consecration for 10 days. God said, examine yourself. I'm going to examine the books. And at the end, when you've repented, turned your heart toward me, at the end of that 10 days, during tabernacles, I'm going to close the book and I'm going to seal it.
Come on.
Till the next year. That means right now, tonight, you're going to get inside information from God through his prophet, Dr. Steve Muncy. And I'm going to chime in, and Elder Brunson's going to chime
yes,
in,
sir.
And this studio audience is going to agree, and millions watching right now
yes.
are going to come into agreement.
Yes.
During the next 12 months, you can see every member of your family loosed from the chains of addiction and bondage and pride and religion. Somebody shout up in here. And then, at the end of that 10 days, is the Day of Atonement. You know how God seals it? With the atoning blood of Jesus. That's what's going to be applied tonight to your situation. No devil can run from it. No disease can escape it. Tonight. I want to invite you right now to participate with us. I want you to get involved. God always says, I'll do this if you do that. So let me help you step into what God wants to do for you. I want you to send me a list of your greatest needs, your greatest requests before the throne of God. Tell everybody you know, if you're not moved yet, you will be, I
yes,
promise
sir.
You.
Yes, sir.
Because you will not want to miss this opportunity.
No.
So get ready. Get that phone beside you. This season, right now, is a portal. Now, folks talk about a window. But a window usually stays up or down. A portal opens and closes.
Yes.
Opens and closes. What God's talking about is a portal. And what's going to come through it has to come through at the appointed time, or it doesn't come through. Let me encourage you right now to express your faith in God that he will do everything that he promised to do during this season by you obeying his command to not come before him in this season empty-handed. You say, Pastor, what do I do? Well, the Bible says that during this season they blew 100 trumpets. Let's transpose that with $100 to put a $50 gift in each hand, symbolizing a double portion released to you by worshiping God with that $100 seed. You say, Pastor, I can't do the 100. Then put 25 in each hand and believe for the next 50. Now, God has scheduled a divine appointment with you on his celestial calendar tonight. As the sun begins to set, it will announce the beginning of God's holiest day, the great day of atonement, Yom Kippur. Please don't miss it. Honor God. Do it now with your very best atonement seed, as God commanded. Our prayer partners are standing by to receive your call. Sow in faith, sow with expectancy, and let's believe God together for your atonement miracle.
Before Jesus returns to rapture away the church, God promised signs in the skies. The seas will roar, wars and rumors of wars, a season so severe that men's hearts will fail them for fear. You've seen the eclipse, record hurricanes, and the threat of nuclear destruction. Jesus is coming soon. This could be your last atonement seed. Call now. With your atonement seed of $100 or more, you'll receive Dr. Parsley's new two-disc series, The Seven Anointings of the Atonement, to help you discern the prophetic significance of this supernatural season. You'll also receive a handcrafted replica of the Ark of the Covenant, a wonderful reminder of the sacrifice Jesus made for you. In addition, when you sow $200 or more, you'll receive a signed copy of Dr. Parsley's Legacy Family Bible with many of his most impactful teachings. It's an elegant heirloom your family will cherish for generations to come, where you can record the living legacy of faith of your family. And for everyone who determines to honor God with an atonement seed of $1,000 or more, you'll also receive a genuine 3-foot shofar, like the ones in Bible days that heralded the Day of Atonement and Christ's return. A beautiful keepsake from the Holy Land for your office or home. Write, call, or sow securely at rodparsley.com. This could be your last atonement seed. Jesus is indeed coming soon.
Well, bless the Lord. What a time we are having. Don't forget now, call that number on your screen. You cannot. I'm telling you, you better get that phone ready and get it beside you if I haven't convinced you so far, because you're about to be convinced. I don't believe there's ever been a time like this, right now, on the earth. I believe something extraordinary is happening, and something more extraordinary is about to happen. He's the pastor of Family Christian Center in the greater Chicagoland area. He has a word for you tonight. Listen, if you're ever around Chicago on a Wednesday night, look, get there early at one of their several services on Wednesday night. It is a worldwide phenomenon what goes on midweek at that great church. I love them so much. Such a part of my life. He's got a word for you tonight. It's just going to blow your mind. Are you ready? Yeah. Welcome, Dr. Steve Muncy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, audience. Thank you. Thank you for you. God bless you. God bless you. In the next few moments, you that are watching me, there's a miracle coming through this television camera.
Yes, yes.
The screen you're watching me on is about to bring you something more powerful. I believe, because it's not an accident, that you, not everybody, just you, being right where you are. This is the season of atonement. You see that behind me. Yes. You see that behind me among these thousands, and in just a few minutes, live television almost, if I can say that, we're leaving the studio, going outside. There's a huge fire. There's an altar in which Pastor Parsley has created.
Yes.
And these incredible requests, and you have time right now, to get on the phone and say, this is what I'm believing God. We're going to put it on the altar and we're going to burn it in the fire. And how many of you in the studio believe God's about to do something incredible in somebody's life? At this moment, as we are on, I call it almost live television, because you're going to feel just what we feel as we are in this moment. You see atonement behind me, and this is the season in which is the atonement or Feast of Tabernacles. Let's break it down with simplicity. There's three important days to God: Passover, Pentecost, and atonement. We'll leave the Passover and the Pentecost as it is, but quickly can tell you Jesus died at Passover, and Pentecost was the beginning of the church in the book of Acts. This is the season in which he will make the decision to come back.
That's right.
Now, we don't know the hour of the day. That's correct. We don't know the hour of the day because the hour that is in Columbus, Ohio at this point is different than Detroit or L.A. or Japan. So we cannot say what hour. Yes. Neither can we say the day because this day that you're upon is different than the China day.
That's right.
So let's agree we don't know the hour or the day.
That's right.
But we must agree, according to 1 Thessalonians, when Paul said, you know the season.
Does
that make sense?
Yes.
You follow me so far?
Sir.
I got to have you. If I got you, I got you.
Right.
I got you. So this is the season in which he's going to make a decision to come back. And this is what he does. He says, I'm going to give you the first month. I'm going to give you the beginning, which... what I'm going to do is call it Rosh Hashanah, and that will be the first day, and then on that first day, I need you to repent for 10 days.
Right.
On the Day of Atonement, I will make a decision.
Right.
Then the next 8 days, I will celebrate, and in those 8 days I come back.
Talk, doctor.
That's all going to happen in the next few days, and it's going to happen to you in the next few moments. I release that unto you. But now I want to tell you something. If this is the season that he's going to come back, and this is the season that he is going to put double portion on us, and God is going to pour out his spirit, and this is the decision time, then let me say to you that if this is the time he is to come back, which will be the season,
right,
atonement season,
right,
then what is he doing right now? On the 21st of August, we had an eclipse.
Talk.
God speaks through the sun, moon, and the stars.
Yes, he does.
Luke tells us there are signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. On the 23rd of September, the constellation of Virgo, according to Revelation 12, is in position that Jupiter will come out of the womb of Virgo or the Virgin Mary in the constellation. That has not happened in 2,000 years.
Talk to us.
The last time that happened was when Jesus was born in 3 BC at 5:30 in the evening, when the constellation that the wise men followed happened at 5:30, 3 BC, September 11th. The 23rd at 5:30 in Jerusalem, it's going to happen again. Hasn't happened in 2,000 years. What in God's name is he telling us with an eclipse and the constellation? You better lift up your heads.
There it is.
Your redemption draweth nigh. What do I do? God said, I want you to repent. And number two, he said, at atonement time, I want you to take your hands and I want you to lift them up and I want you to put something in them. I'm not making this up.
No.
Deuteronomy 16:16 says that if you will stand before me and do not stand empty-handed,
Jesus,
and lift it up on the Day of Atonement, I will send the 7 blessings. I will put double portion on you.
Jesus.
If you are watching me, sir, ma'am, if you ever listen to a message, because giving from your hands is nothing more than worship to God.
That's it.
Something tells me, because the eclipse happened from Salem, Oregon to Salem, South Carolina. It covered 14 states, which means double portion. Meaning, and there's 7 Salems that the eclipse... And what was God doing anyway on the 21st? Was he trying to get us all outside to look up? Is he telling us something? He sure is. I need you to go to your phone. You say, what do I do when I pick up the phone? Some of you got your phone already in your hand. You've been Facebooking. You've been texting while I've been talking and watching me, because you're good at doing 2 things at one time, and I compliment you. But I would get on that phone and I would look on that screen and I would begin to dial it. And as you're dialing it, God is looking down, and what you're saying is, Lord, I'm going to give a $200 in this hand, $200 in this hand. And God, I'm dialing right now. And when you dial the numbers, even though it's the numbers on your screen, you're actually dialing heaven.
Yeah. baptism.
God listens to the phone and says, what are you doing? And said, God, unashamedly at the atonement season, you asked me to stand before you with an offering. Why 200 in one hand, 200 in the other hand? I don't know, double portion. I just feel, oh God, that I must do this because it must be a sacrifice. Because if it moves you, if it's hard for you, then it moves God to do great, incredible things in your life. In a few minutes, we're going to go outside. Dr. Parsley's going outside on the campus. We're all going out, and we are going to see the requests go up. But what's coming down is a double portion and a restoration, and your family is getting ready to be saved. Jesus. And I don't know, sir.
Oh, Jesus.
I wish I could promise you we will be here next year.
But you can't.
This could be our last appeal, our last offering upon the earth.
Jesus.
This could be the moment God's speaking through to us with the eclipse. He's speaking to us through the consolation that has not happened for 2,000 years. That's happening right now, that Jupiter will move out of the womb of Virgo or Virgin in the sky. The exact consolation that happened 2,000 years ago. What? This is an incredible moment. Go to your phone right now. There's a miracle getting ready to happen. Keep dialing the phone. Somebody clap your hands. Somebody believe God right now. Go to your phone. Go to your phone. Come on, let's keep going. Go to your phone. Go to your phone. Go to your phone. Just keep clapping. Just keep clapping. Because in the next few minutes, we're taking all of these requests and we're going to put them on the altar of fire. And Rob Parsley's going to lift his hands. And it could be the last atonement offering. But God's getting ready to put double portion on you. Go to your phone now and say, here is my offering. Thank you, Jesus.
Dr. Muncie, come here. Come here. Let's agree. Everybody, run and get around these requests. Run, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus. That's what it's going to be like. We're coming out of here. We are going to believe God as we take these requests outside and we begin to burn them as a symbol that whatever was your problem that you sent is not your problem after tonight. Don't be left out. Go to your phone right now. Dial that toll-free number and say, I have to get my request there. Hurry. Mix your praying and your giving. God said, do not come before me empty-handed. Put that seed in your hand right now. Dial that toll-free number on your screen. We are heading outside in a very few seconds to the great brazen altar. Keep calling. The devil doesn't want me to say it again because he doesn't want you to call because he knows God has your miracle ready. We're heading out there. Join us. Dial that number. Do it now.
Before Jesus returns to rapture away the church, God promised signs in the skies. The seas will roar, wars and rumors of wars, a season so severe that men's hearts will fail them for fear. You've seen the eclipse, record hurricanes, and the threat of nuclear destruction. Jesus is coming soon. This could be your last atonement seed. Call now. With your atonement seed of $100 or more, you'll receive Dr. Parsley's new two-disc series, The Seven Anointings of the Atonement, to help you discern the prophetic significance of this supernatural season. You'll also receive a handcrafted replica of the Ark of the Covenant, a wonderful reminder of the sacrifice Jesus made for you. In addition, when you sow $200 or more, you'll receive a signed copy of Dr. Parsley's Legacy Family Bible with many of his most impactful teachings. It's an elegant heirloom your family will cherish for generations to come, where you can record the living legacy of faith of your family. And for everyone who determines to honor God with an atonement seed of $1,000 or more, you'll also receive a genuine 3-foot shofar. like the ones in Bible days that heralded the Day of Atonement and Christ's return. A beautiful keepsake from the Holy Land for your office or home. Write, call, or sow securely at rodparsley.com. This could be your last atonement seed. Jesus is indeed coming soon.
Dr. Muncy, what a night. Hello. Glorious, glorious night. What a night God has sovereignly chosen for you and for me, for this great audience, for you right there, to be alive, serving Him with our whole hearts as the setting sun heralds the beginning of the great feast day of atonement. Amen. What a day it's going to be. What a powerful outpouring of those seven anointings,
yes, sir,
that you've shared with us. We're going to receive tonight, right now. This is one time every year on the great day of atonement. The high priest would sprinkle the blood on the four corners of the brazen altar. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon Him. And by and with His stripes, we were and we are healed, spirit, soul, and body, and in all that pertains to life and godliness. Now that's certainly a reason to celebrate. But we serve a God of more than enough. Yes. Dr. Muncy, we're going to be blessed financially.
Right.
We're going to see a double portion, yes, anointing of the Holy Spirit. I want you to get ready right now. I want you to send those prayer requests to me. There's still time. You say, oh, I wish I had gotten my prayer requests in. Well, you still can.
Amen.
Get them here. I guarantee you this altar will be burning for many, many hours. So stay on that phone. Get online. Email them to me. But get your requests here, because God has foreordained and given the signs in the heavens that He's going to hear and He's going to answer our prayer. We're ready to pray. Your request is here, or it's coming. And we're believing God for the miracles of the blood of Jesus to be applied in your life. Are we ready to pray? Let's lift up our voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, every single person who has sent their requests to us, we believe you right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would pour out your Holy Spirit, break every yoke, loose every burden, heal every sick and afflicted one. Let the glory come in the name of Jesus. Shout.